Recorded live.
Good morning here in Pacific Standard Time in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Brenda Lionel of the Mindful Healing Show and creator of Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm a medical intuitive practitioner and I incorporate many healing modalities. I currently work with many people around the world via Skype or phone. And this program, though, that today that I'm doing, it really, the intent of this show is to reveal how energy healing complements not a conflict with Western medicine, how a combination of Eastern and Western medicine can increase your ability to overcome health challenges. So this radio show today and ongoing is for anyone who wants to experience the unique and powerful way to complement your current practices. If you are a patient, healthcare professional, holistic care professional, or any individual looking for transformation. So, hi, Sheila, are you there?
Hi, Brenda. Yes, I am. I'm excited to be here. It's a glorious morning in Kelowna.
Yes. Thank goodness we're not experiencing some of this cold, bitter winter that other parts of the country, North America, have been experiencing. I'm really excited to have you on, Sheila. I met Sheila a number of months ago when we just really connected and we were talking. I was talking about my radio show and she was telling me about her story and I said, we have to have an interview. Sheila has a really interesting background. She has studied health and holistic nutrition for over 20 years and found an intense passion for preventative health and healing. Sheila studied human nutrition at the University of Guelph, where she earned her honors science degree, and this led her to working in hospitals, private health clinics, and extensive experience in sales for several Fortune 500 healthcare companies. She has also studied energy medicine and Reiki as a master level, sound healing, Yuen method, and many more modalities, I am sure, for pain relief. And she will be talking to us today. She's no stranger to a difficult journey. She has experienced much pain, loss, and physical disease and suffered many trials and tribulations, only to awaken to the power of self-healing. Sheila has emerged living her passion to serve and help others look, feel, and be their best. So welcome, Sheila.
Thank you very much for that really nice introduction, Brenda. And I know we discussed going over a situation I had, a car accident that I had in 2007. And I know the introduction is all about health and wellness and what I do, but I think it's important that I share this because it was a very important wheel in my life. And some of the circumstances surrounding that horrific car accident was I wasn't living in alignment with my purpose and my passion. I was actually a pharmaceutical sales representative at the time. And although I was selling pharmaceuticals to physicians, I didn't feel it was what I was supposed to be doing for the rest of my life. So I was having a, at the time, internal conflict of the balance between receiving finances and also knowing that this wasn't what I wanted to do forever. So this incident happened one morning. I was getting ready. I traveled a lot throughout the whole Okanagan for work. And it was a winter day. I was to take a luncheon to a medical clinic. And it was in Chase, which is, I don't know, a good hour and a half from Kelowna along these back roads. So interestingly enough, the night before I went on this trip, I was reading a book called The Lightworker's Way, and it was written by Doreen Virtue. And anyways, great book, a lot of revelations about my connection to Doreen as well, and very similar stories to her. At the back of this book, there was a light meditation, and it was entitled The Triple Light Meditation. So anyways, I had done this meditation. Basically, it was protecting my body. And
Kiva, sorry, can I interrupt for a moment, please?
Sure.
For people that are not too sure, you're talking about a layer of protection or this meditation. Can you explain, and for those who've never heard of Doreen Virtue too, what would you do to create this layer of protection? What do you mean by that?
Well, basically, it is to call in light or divine light to encompass your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and it's setting that intention. And so it's very easily done. You just visualize. And you can change the color. Some people use golden light. Some people use white. Some people prefer purple. Very high vibrational light, calling in more like a prayer to protect your physical body. You can do it for your car when you're on a trip. You can do it for your house, your family. So it's very simple. It's just setting that intention. You're calling in that you want to be protected. You're basically asking for help, and Doreen Virtue is very connected to the angels, and you know, you're reaching out to your guardian angels and saying, hey, today I need a little bit more help, and we can certainly ask for that, and from everything I've read and know, that our angels will not interfere unless we ask. We must always ask for help, unless it's not your time to go. Then they will do what they can to help. So
okay,
does that explain partially what we were talking about?
I think for people that just are listening or that are not used to working with angels, just as to, well, you know, how does that happen? So, with intent, as you know, you've mentioned, and purpose, is asking for them and that they'll be there. That's very empowering.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I often, daily ask for help. And it's amazing the shifts that can take place. And as simple as getting that parking spot, right? I've got my children now calling out for the parking angel, and they have a sense of humor, and you suddenly say, oh, there's my parking spot right at the door in the middle of Christmas shopping. And it really is amazing by the power of it. So, but that was one of the things I had done prior to going to this, on this drive. And so as I packed to go, I usually pack my my computer, they call it a detail bag, with all my drug samples, all my clinical papers. So I packed to go on this trip, and at the very last second, I ran back and packed, it's an emergency car kit, and in it there's a flare, and there's like everything you would need in case your car broke down. There's like an emergency blanket. So I had packed that as an afterthought, and so that was interesting for me because I've never really done that before. Mm-hmm. And then as I was driving, I was having a scene in my mind that I was watching my husband and my children, and mm-hmm. I was watching them in the kitchen, but it was like I was looking. I was looking at them, but I couldn't speak to them. It was kind of like a surreal moment. I felt like Scrooge looking in, and I couldn't actually communicate with anybody because they couldn't see me. So it was interesting that I was having these thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
So, and then as I was driving, a good friend phoned. Her name is Jennifer, and she was a representative with me, and we often shared our passions about life and that we didn't really want to be doing this kind of work anymore. So she had quit, and she had been, you know, she was spending time with her children and really loving her life. And as we were talking, and this is when you could talk and drive on your cell phones at the time, she said to me, "Sheila, what is it going to take for you to quit your job?" And that went dead. So I lost
really?
All service. Yeah. And then
she
left me with that thought. Like, what's it going to take?
Wow.
So then I was driving, and it was a sunny day, like just like it is today. And it was not like snowing, not blizzardy, but there was, you know, the glistening on the road of the ice. And I've not really driven in icy roads before, but as I was driving, I hit a patch of black ice,
mm-hmm.
and the car started swerving, and it was like the car was driving itself. I had no control, and I don't know if you haven't hit black ice. One, it's a good thing, and two, it's any of that defensive driving doesn't work because you're just skidding. You're
mm-hmm.
skidding anywhere. So the car started heading in the other lane, which was a two-lane highway, right towards a big transport truck. So it was going to be head-on. Yeah.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
As I was heading directly for this truck, I thought, okay, this is it. Like, I'm not going to make it. And so I think I passed out. I ended up veering off. The car drove off the other edge of the road down an embankment, and I had rolled the van. And then I woke up and thought, oh, I'm not dead, because I really thought I was done in that second. I thought, I'm done. That's it, because, you know, how do you get out of that situation? So then I was trapped in the van, and started trying to kick the windshield out of the van because I thought, oh, it's going to blow up, so I better get out of here. And I realized that, oh, maybe I can take my power window and put my power window down on the passenger side. So I made sure that I could open the window, and then I undone my seat valve. I was looking for my phone to call 911, and as I was looking for my phone, this very large man appeared. He was like 6'4", maybe, and he was dressed like a lumberjack.
Okay, can I stop you for a moment there?
Yes, for sure.
What do you, when you say this very large man appeared, where did he come from? Like, how could that happen?
I think with the traffic on the road, I do think that people must have seen me, like, fly off the road.
Okay.
So probably pulled over, and I could have been the truck driver. I really was, you know, one of those things where everything is, like, you're shocked and it's blurry. But it was interesting because it was like he was right there. Like, there was really not much time had gone by the time I went off the road, and he was there. And so he pulled me out of the vehicle, like, very easily, and carried me up this steep embankment. And then as I was there, he put me in a waiting car with somebody else, and they covered me in blankets. And I felt very protected, and I felt that if there was an accident, this was a good accident because I wasn't like left for hours at the bottom of a cliff. I was, you know, I wasn't like bleeding, and it was, it, in all respects, it was a good accident if there can be one.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
So then I went to the hospital. The ambulance came, and I went to the hospital. I got checked out. The emergency guy said, yeah, I think you're going to be shaken up. You might have a headache, but he said, you're one lucky lady. And
wow.
I cried, and I went right to the chapel in the hospital. And I prayed because I knew that it was a miracle that I actually got out of that car or the van unscathed, like besides, you know, the shock of it. But I mean, it could have been that 1 second away from being here to not being there. So, you know, about a wake up call. And, you know, I go back to the friend that said, what is it going to take for you to quit your job? And then that happens. I mean, it was, you know, one of my wake-up calls, because we've all had many, but it was one of them for me to say, I can no longer live the way I've been living.
Yes. Isn't it interesting when you start talking to people and hearing your stories? And what does it take to live your purpose? I went through a cardiac arrest. I had to go through this experience to come back unscathed. And this was before Michael Jackson passed away with his cardiac arrest. And it's amazing. And I was thinking afterwards, that would have been a really easy exit, like no pain. Like, really. I mean, passed away, that would have been pretty nice way to go, but it wasn't my time. And then to hear your story and talking to other people who've had these life-altering moments or minutes or hours that where it just totally transformed them is so inspirational. And that's why I really wanted to have you share your story today, because again, you know, there's many people struggling, and to know that there's that guidance, that divine that came through and that saved you that day. When you talk about this big lumber type guy, did you ever find out, or what is your inner guidance as to what was that all about?
Well, the connection to the lumberjack guy, I don't know if you know who Paul Bunyan is. I still think he looks like Paul Bunyan. He was, you know, I think one of those fictitious characters that had a blue ox. And I said, oh, he looked like Paul Bunyan. And the connection to that is I was telling my story to my realtor about my car accident. So I'm talking to her about this whole story and how this amazing guy who I don't know to thank came and helped me and brought me up this cliff. And I was saying he was just like Paul Bunyan. And as I'm telling her this story, she starts bawling and she's crying because her husband had passed away a few years ago and everybody called him Paul Bunyan. He was known in the community as Paul Bunyan. So she was weeping and weeping because she was like, that was my husband. And she said, he's an angel now. He's an angel now. And she was just overwhelmed with like grief, but also elation that perhaps again, maybe there was a connection. And why am I telling her this story at that point in time where she's totally missing him and grieving him and has not gotten over him? So there's so many different layers and connections to everything that happens to us. And what I want to say, like, to people who are listening is to not let it get to the car accidents, not to let yourself get to the cardiac arrest like you've gone through, Brenda, not to get cancer, to try to listen and not to let it get that far. And I mean, it's hard to know because we all have our own journey to get there, which I know other people who have broken their necks and they say, oh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me because it got them to where they are and they got them through. But there is an easier way, right? And there is an easier way of not living in pain and not living in suffering. So you know, our lessons are hard, and what we've chosen, although at the time it doesn't seem like a gift, I do think that every hard situation I've been through has always come out with a gift, whether it's the death of my parent or an illness, another illness I've manifested in myself. There's always a lesson. There's always a gift. And there's always an expansion of who I am and an expansion of my own consciousness. And and it's no coincidence that you and I met that day because, you know, we do need to help others shift and help others awaken to themselves. And I think, you know, after many experiences, you know, I do now help people with holistic nutrition, but it's more than that. It's basically, you know, getting to the root of what makes them tick, what makes them grow, and sort of facilitating them to become their best self. And this is why I now am on this path, and I'm 100% in alignment with my path right now. So I
Sheila, I have to tell you, I think your combination of the medical background and with the, as a holistic nutritionalist is absolutely fabulous as working with the different modalities and healing energies. What a great combination. You know, you could be dealing with people that really are not awakened, and yet helping them at a level that they're totally not conscious as to what's occurring. So giving them the practical advice and intuitive information that they need, I think it's just a fabulous combination, what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. And I very grateful for my experience in that industry as well, because like now it's I can bridge those modalities and complement possibly what others are doing in their life. So if they are on medication, what can I do to complement that? You know, or you know, it's not about alternative. I think it's about adding in and possibly maybe decreasing what they're on and or getting rid of it eventually would be ideal, but unfortunately some people do need medicine. And I think bridging the evidence-based and the intuitive healing is sort of where I bridge. And I do that in a very non-judgmental, loving way.
I believe you. And no, and that's what's needed, and that's why it's so great, again, for you to have that background, because we do need to bridge the gap, so however we can get the information out and really work together, not in conflict with one another, but okay, how can the alternative world support the conventional Western world? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we work together, because the reality is that's where it's heading. And
absolutely.
And let's work for the for the client in total mind, body, and spirit. It's just not one. So I believe we're heading that way, and I think we just need to step up, you know, step it up, and really give it our full attention, and, you know, for a higher purpose, not just for our individual practice, but how can this really affect the growth and experience for, you know, mankind in general. So I think it's great the what you're doing and how you can complement and blend both. So
thanks. And I just wanted to add, just for what you're saying, I do think it's now a lot of the work I'm doing, it's about conscious collaboration. And I've had many people come to me, yourself included, to say, let's do something together. Let's take our energy and do something. Let's, you know, put it out there, whether it's working with a personal trainer or you and your different energy modalities and muscle testing and just sharing our gifts. And I see that as the more we do that, the more we unite and the more we don't feel that we're in competition. And there's so much work to be done and healing and health that there is abundance for everybody. And I think that the more collaboration, the more united we become, we do get to the higher consciousness of oneness, right? Mm-hmm. And just one, you know, that we're separate but we're joining, you know, and more and more people are showing up of that highest or higher vibration. And it's it can be very powerful.
I know, and it's very exciting and enjoyable. You know, this isn't just about heavy work. This is about how exciting it is to be able to make that one, you know, or see that one significant change in a person that could maybe they're at their lowest point in their life, and it could be just that one thing that said, that one suggestion, and it can literally make a huge difference in their life.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Do you work via Skype or on the phone as to consultations on a nutritional level, and then where you can buy people on an intuitive level and do clearing? Is that something that you know?
Yes, absolutely. I'll give you my website. It's www.pureheartwellness.com, and that's www.pureheartwellness.com. And I do individual sessions in person and on Skype or on the phone. I have not limited myself to Kelowna. I'm global, is what I say. And I do have, I call it an eWell virtual nutritionist. So those who don't want a personal touch, I do have a computer program, and we connect via the computer. I prefer in person because you get that relationship, you share that energy, and every person I work with, I take it on as it's a soul contract with that person that I'm there to give my highest and best to each client. And it always is for the best of them, and whatever it takes. I'm committed, and it's one of those things that through all the trials and problems that I've had, to now give back and to give back from my wholeness, because in my lessons, I discovered so much, and knowing what I know, I just want to share and let people remember certain things about their self, and just uncovering each layer and finding the beauty,
okay.
Finding the beauty in each person. It's just amazing. So,
you know,
yeah, I'm very passionate and excited about this this year. Anyways, I can't wait to see what this year brings, but it's going to be great.
I am actually would love to interview another time. You have mentioned that you have healed yourself with some serious illnesses. That's going to be a whole other topic,
mm-hmm.
which will be extremely helpful for all the people that are dealing with some really long-standing or life-threatening illnesses. So we do need to hear that story, and I would love to have you on another day and share that. So thank you so much, Sheila. I really appreciate you coming on. It was really great to meet you last year, just 2013. We'll have you back again, and we'll be talking to you shortly.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and take care, everyone, and we'll be back again for another interview with Talk Shoe and Mindful Healing Show. And I'll be sending out this interview on Facebook and other means. So take care and bye, everyone.